Hello, this is Martin Fitzgerald. Welcome to another episode of The Shoot Treatment. This week's guest needs no introduction, but he's going to get one anyway. He's a CEO of the Anfield Rap, by which I mean the Chief Entertainment Officer.
Love it.
And from that little laugh in the background, I think you can guess who it is. It's the one and only John Gibbons. Welcome to the show, John.
I'm very, very excited for this. Thanks so much for having me.
Good. I've been very excited to have you. I thought about your footballer very early on. And I think Neil suggested, we should wait for that. We should build up to it.
So build up. Well, I'm happy to be here and can't wait to get stuck.
Yeah, you're in the queen slot of live as far as the Shoot Treatment goes. Now then, you always put a smile on my face, John, and I think that's true of all listeners. So I thought I'd pair you with a true entertainer. Maybe the original entertainer. He was a European Footballer of the Year in 1968. He came fifth in the FIFA Player of the Century vote. And in 1999, he was on a shortlist of six in the BBC Sports Personality of the Century. That's all sports, John. It's all sports in the top six. He played for Los Angeles Aztecs, San Jose Earthquakes, Fort Lauderdale Strikers, but is perhaps most famous for the 474 games he played for Man United. John, this man once said, in 1969, I gave up women and alcohol. It was the worst 20 minutes of my life. He also once said, if I had to choose between dribbling past five players and scoring from 40 yards at Anfield and shagging Miss World, it would be a hard choice. Thankfully, I've done both. Nicknamed the fifth Beatle for his pop star good looks. He was so good looking that when a young Morrissey once saw him play at Old Trafford, he fainted. He's probably the second best looking man after Craig Hannon to come out of Northern Ireland. John, can you guess who it is?
All I will say is, when I die and they lay me to rest, I want to go on the piss with Georgie Best.